A new report from the Alliance for the Great Lakes ranks the top 20 most common chemicals in the Great Lakes that pose the greatest threats to people, fish, and other wildlife. The report looked at the wide array of consumer products, pharmaceuticals, pesticides, and other items that include chemicals that end up in the Great Lakes. Joel Bremeyer is the president and CEO of the Alliance for the Great Lakes. Bremeyer says individuals can take steps to help keep these harmful chemicals out of the Great Lakes.
Avoiding overuse of plastics is one. Avoiding the use of herbicides and pesticides, except when absolutely necessary, is another. Keeping consumption of pharmaceuticals to recommended dosages is another, and making sure that those pharmaceuticals are disposed of in the right way when you're done with them. There are many little things that people can do.
Bremeyer says the federal government also needs to do a better job controlling these chemicals. Industry leaders need to better understand the impacts of these chemicals, and we need to continue to have filters on the end of pipes that discharge water into the Great Lakes region. He says the cost of preventing the chemicals from reaching the lakes will be less than trying to solve problems once they occur. He says since water doesn't flush out of Lake Michigan or Lake Huron for 100 years, any chemical entering the lakes now will be there for generations. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.